The Hidden History of Mark Twain, written by his daughter Susie Clemens, narrated by Cheryl Taylor Carr and the Cliff.
Peach and Love Records.
The timeless literary masterpieces we offer you must be well acted, voiced, and narrated. Created with the hope of engendering a powerful, positive, inspirational response. You know there remains a special place in the hearts of all for these beautifully crafted, timeless combinations of inspirational words and emotion. We know as the classics. Tales so beautifully wrought, they conjure up deep feelings of reverence and inspiration for the listener. This, too, is a classic. A thundering calliope of raindropped words pounding against our consciousness, compelling us to be new and better people. That can only be achieved by a classic. A bubbling up of untamed desire and raw feeling from the depths of our being. That, too, must be the function of classic literature. To reshape the heart, mind, and spirit of all, moving us on to greater heights of understanding, is also well within the power of the classics. Here we first imagine, then create, and finally pass on the very best of the literary realm from both then and now. This is our only mandate. So we welcome you, one and all, young and old, schooled and enterprising, to the wonderful world of literature's greatest triumphs and word portraits from the ever-changing, always engaging human spirit. This is classic literature.
Chapter 1. Preface. From the days of Yankee Doodle and the Frogs of Windham, two gems of early American humor written in the Revolutionary period, until near the close of the War of the Rebellion, the recognized American humorist, the wit who could cause a laugh to go rippling, bubbling around the world, was a creation unknown to American literature. However, out of respect and admiration for their genius, their wit and humor, we must not fail in giving proper credit to Francis Hopkinson, Samuel Peters, John Trumbull, George F. Hopkins, William T. Thompson, Seba Smith, Joseph C. Neal, Orpheus C. Kerr, George H. Derby, and a host of others, for bringing out in the American prints those native characteristics, the drollness of the Yankee and the wit of the early days. But not until after the Rebellion did America produce a humorist of worldwide reputation. When civil strife was ended, and the American began a new career, almost a new existence, there came to the surface a new school of native humor. The names of Mark Twain, Artemus Ward, Josh Billings, and one or two others became household words. Their funny sayings caused the Englishman to smile between his bites of beef. Their droll humor forced our German cousin to shake his sides with laughter. Their witty bon mot occasioned prolonged mirth from our friends in France. Not until then did we become known as a nation of humorists, and from that day the fame of our wits has extended throughout the entire world. Today, a ripple of mirth starting on the banks of Mud Flat Creek will end in a hurricane of laughter on the Thames or the Seine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?